This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, last week, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag embarked on a trade trip to Mexico. Our southern neighbor is one of our most important trading partners in the world. We must keep the dialogue open through the agreements and the disputes that we have with each other. We have to find a way to keep one of the globe's most lucrative trade partnerships flourishing. We hear from the secretary next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag talks about his trip to Mexico and the importance of continuing to cultivate this partnership.
It's our number one corn market. It's our number one pork market. It's number two in soybean meal and soybeans, DDGs. You've got, just a lot of material that's going back and forth between countries. We visited the western part of the country, which is really a lot like Iowa, a lot of livestock production, manufacturing. And so we've got trains that are, going back and forth between Iowa and western Mexico, for their livestock production. And then on the eastern side of the country, down in the Gulf, on the Yucatan Peninsula, that is where you'll have product that's coming down the Mississippi and across the Gulf of Mexico. We have this huge logistical advantage over other countries selling into that marketplace. So really important place for us.
And while Nag isn't there to make trade negotiations on his own, as those are done on the federal level, we can, as trading partners, show that we are helping find resolutions to the federal level negotiations, and that we understand what it means to our trading partners and communicate what it means to us as well.
We're really there representing our agriculture, our farmers, our businesses. And, in this way, we are very much of like mind with our customers in Mexico, right? They're concerned. They understand just like we do that, things that drive up the cost of production drive up the cost of food, and the Mexican consumer cannot absorb that kind of cost. And, so they're fighting for their existence. They're fighting for their freedom to operate. And what you can do is sort of commiserate with them, but also say, hey, the state of Iowa, our representation, the governor, the congressional delegation, we're working to try to bring resolution to these things. We are pro-trade.
Nag finished up by talking about what it looks like for the future of our trading partnership in terms of growth.
Both on the grain side in terms of, they are western part of the country, Jalisco, they're number one in pork and egg and broiler production. Imagine the corn and soybean demand to feed those animals. Here's the other thing to think about. We export a significant amount of pork into that marketplace. Now, we're not exporting whole carcasses of pork. We're exporting particular cuts that, are not desirable in the U.S. or cuts that, for instance, Japan wants a certain cut. Mexican processors want a particular cut. So you might be exporting 100% of one cut to one of those markets. So that's the way we need to think about trade and exports, is that it's very compatible. The things that we use are not things that they use in that carcass. And so that's the important thing to remember, is how are our trading relationships compatible? And certainly with Mexico, there absolutely are.
For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.